Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we're studying Masechta Bava Basra, Perek Hei Mishnah Dal, the fifth parak, the fourth Mishnah. This is part of the parak which discusses various different metatlan, movable pieces of property that, when they're sold, what's sold along with them. This Mishnah talks about an interesting case: Hakona Shtei Ilanos Besoch Shtei Chavero, Hareza Lo Kana Karka. Somebody buys two trees in the field of someone else, and the land, the status of the land under the trees was not specified if the land would be included in the sale, then lo kana karka, he's not considered to have acquired the land, and the acquisition is only for the right to use the trees for its fruit. If the tree would die, he can only take the dead wood. He has no right to plant a new tree on this site. Remeir Omer, kana karka. Remeir says, nope, it's not the case. The person can actually does acquire the land, and therefore, if the tree would die, he'd be able to plant a new one there. Higdilo, if the trees grow, and the branches grow beyond their original length, lo yishpe, he may not trim them. V'ola min hageza, and whatever grows from the trunk belongs to him, shalo. Umin shar shim, shaba karka, anything that grows from the roots of the tree, those go to the owner of the land, the immesu, and if they die, the trees die, ain't no karka, the karka is not his. Mishnah continues, kanashosha, however, if somebody has three trees, then kana karka, karka, the land under the trees is included, because now you're not buying individual trees, which you are when you buy one or two, but you're buying a group of trees, a field of trees, and therefore the purchase included automatically the land beneath the trees, between the trees, and enough area around them to stand with the basket to pick the fruit off the trees. Therefore, if higilo, if they grow, he shapa, he can trim them, the olam and ageza, whatever grows from the trunk, and a sharshim, and from the roots are both shalom his. Ben mesu yeshul karka, and if the trees die, then he has the land and the rights to replant trees and plant new trees or do whatever he would like to plant. Mishnah Hay, the fifth Mishnah, Hamocher Rosh Behema Gasa, Lo Machar Eser Reglein. If somebody sells the head of a Behema Gasa, which is a large animal, cattle, then he has not sold the legs. Machar Eser Reglein, and if he sold the legs, lo machar asarosh. She's not considered to have sold the head. The reason why is each of these limbs is considered to be separate, and they're significant in their own right, not subsidiary to any of the other, and therefore one doesn't necessarily include with the other. Machar asakana, lo machar asakavid. If somebody sells the trachea, he's not considered to have sold the liver. Machar asakavid, lo machar asakana. If he sells the liver, if he sells the liver, he's not sell the trick. That's why I buy the Himagasa, because it's a big animal, and they're each significant in their own right. However, the mission continues, but Daka, if it's a case of a small animal, then it's like a sheep or a goat, and each of these pieces that we mentioned before are inconsequential in their own right, and therefore, Machar Eserosh, Machar Eserglayim, Machar Eserglayim, if somebody buys the head, then the legs are sold with them. However, if he sells the legs, he hasn't sold the head, because even though we're saying that by small animals there is a certain amount of subsidiariness that each piece would have with each other, the head, though, is very unique and different, and only when the head is sold is everything else a piece is subservient to it, but it has a different status and a greater status of importance, and is included in its own right, even for a small animal, and therefore, if the sale of the less important legs or something would be sold, the head is not included. Machar sakana, machar sakaveh. Somebody sells the trach, he has sold the liver. However, machar sakaveh, lo machar sakana. If he sells the liver, he hasn't considered to have sold the trach. The reason why here, trach and lungs, and even a small animal, are considered significant, even though the liver is not significant.